Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, why don't you just say your name and your title really fast?
My name is Matt Greg Smith, and I'm the co-CEO of Swingers, the Crazy Golf Club.
Now, I know it's going to be opening this summer in DC. Where exactly is the location going to be?
We are opening just off DuPont Circle, which is pretty exciting. Your listeners may know the location as it's where Buffalo Billiards used to be.
Oh yeah, everyone remembers that you go down. There's like the flight of stairs you go down right off DuPont Circle. Yeah, there's that whole wide open spot down there. That's now that I think about it, that's actually a perfect place to do a putt-putt. It's pretty expansive down
Yeah,
there.
we've got the whole basement, which is pretty big. And then your listeners may remember there was a bar on the ground level called the Front Page. And so we have that space as well. So when you come to Swingers, you'll come in on a ground level through that bar, and then you'll head down into the basement. And we've got about 20,000 square feet of space. So, yeah, like you say, it's going to be pretty expensive.
So wait, did the front page, you're saying the front page closed and you took over that space as well with your own bar?
Yeah, that's right. Everything in the building has been changed out, I believe. So we came along when the landlord was looking for new tenants. And yeah, we are now in the space that was previously occupied by the Front Page and by Buffalo Billiards.
Wow, so it's gonna be a two-story, two-level experience. That's great.
Yeah, that's right.
Awesome. I want to get into some more of the details, but let me back up a second and ask about, the original location, because you're based in London. So when exactly, take me back to the founding of Swingers in general.
Okay, well, Swingers started off towards the end of 2014 as a pop-up. And my business partner and I had had this idea for a venue where you could go and play mini golf, or as us Brits call it, crazy golf, which is kind of, we like to say crazy golf is the adult form of mini golf. So we've taken the classic activity, but we've added amazing cocktails and delicious gourmet street food. And we had this idea to do it all in one venue. And theme it kind of like an English country golf club. So we decided to do a pop-up and test it. And we found this leaky old warehouse space in East London. And like I say, we tested it at the end of 2014 and it kind of went viral. Everyone was like, I totally would come and play crazy golf if you're going to bring me cocktails while I play. And then I get to have a delicious burger afterwards. So our website crashed, it went kind of crazy. And we knew that we had a really good concept on our hands. So we opened our first permanent location in London in the financial district in mid-2016. And that again went kind of crazy. People were just wanted to get out. They wanted to do this kind of fun activity. It was the perfect place for dates, for groups of friends. We do loads of corporate entertaining as well. And we had queues right out the door around the block. So we found a second central London location. This time in an old department store in Oxford Circus, which is obviously the shopping district of London. And we were trading like crazy. The pandemic's provided a bit of a bump in the road, but we really wanted to expand to the US because we think this concept's got this great universal appeal. And we think Americans, and in particular Washingtonians, are going to love it. So, yeah, we're coming to DuPont Circle in June of this year, hopefully.
So, is this the first American location?
It is, yeah. We are headed to New York, probably end of this year or the beginning of next year. But yeah, DC is the first place we're opening on US soil.
Wow, that's exciting. Tell me about some of the design elements, because I was reading that there's like a big clock tower and a water wheel. Like, tell me about that kind of stuff.
Right. Well, yeah, our DC site is looking amazing. It's themed around an English country golf club. So you come in, like I said, on the ground floor. And the bar there is called the Clock Tower Bar. And it's a really cool, fun space to drink some cocktails before you head down into the main venue. And it's named after the big clock tower, which is about 25 feet tall. And that stands right in the stairwell. So you've got the top of the clock while you're drinking your cocktails. And as you head down the stairs into the main venue, you'll see the bottom with a big swinging pendulum. And that actually is one of the golf holes. So on the ninth hole of the clock tower course, you will play through the pendulum. That will be the final obstacle, which is pretty cool. And yeah, the venue, like I said, is 20,000 square feet. We've built a clubhouse in one end of it. So there's a beautiful cocktail bar, some great private hire spaces. And like I say, it's themed like an old English country golf club. So trophies, leather sofas, kind of an oldie worldy 1920s feel. We've got 2 9-hole crazy golf courses, which are covered in plants and flowers and trees. We have a load more bars. I think there's 4 bars in total throughout the venue. And we have a really interesting food model as well, where we work with local restaurateurs. And in DC, we're working with Need Hospitality and Design, who've got a ton of restaurant locations throughout the city. And they're doing our 4 food concessions. So we've got a little version of Succotash. We've got a spin-off of their Mivida taco brand called Tutu Taco. They're bringing their Mardazar bakery location. So we're going to have loads of amazing sweet treats. And they've also created a pizza concept for us as well. So overall, it's a very immersive theatrical venue, big, all the obstacles on the courses. You've got trees, like I say, themed like the English countryside. So I think people are going to be really excited when they come down to check it out.
Awesome. And how many courses, like how many holes did you say on the putt-putt course?
So we've got 2 courses and each course is 9 holes. So we say to play one round of a 9-hole course, it will take you probably about 30 to 40 minutes. We'll bring you cocktails while you play. You've got to navigate all the different tricks and obstacles. We've got spinning wheels. We've got clock towers. We've got turbines, all sorts of fun stuff. On the 9th hole, you get to spin our prize wheel. And if you get a hole in one, then you win whatever you've spun on the wheel. And yeah, like I say, the whole time we're bringing you cocktails because drinking is encouraged on the course. And we think it helps people play just a little bit better if they've had a couple of cocktails and they're starting to relax. So yeah, it'll be a really fun experience.
Yeah. Talk about why, you know, there's so many bars people can go to. Well, once COVID's over, there will be so many bars people can go to. But talk about why having a putt-putt course just makes it so much more, like, it gives someone, it gives people a thing to sort of rally around, to meet new people, to mingle, you know what I mean? It's not like you're just standing off in the side of the bar, you know, by yourself or with your little group, or, I mean, I guess, or
exactly.
It's like a dance floor, but it's almost more interactive with other people.
Correct. It's sort of a hook for your day or night out. And we have a saying at Swingers, we say there's no social awkwardness. So maybe you're on a date or maybe you're out with a group of work colleagues and there's no awkwardness when you've got an activity like this to play. You're focused on the activity, you have some fun, the conversation doesn't run dry. So yeah, if you're on a date, you're not tripping over your tongue or feeling too awkward. And if you're with a client that you don't know, again, it's not too strange. And yeah, we think competition makes a really fun social experience. And so, like I say, that'll be about 40 minutes of the couple of hours you spend with us and with some great cocktails and food on either side of that round of golf. We just think it's a really fun way to spend your time. Plus, we know that people love to take photos of what they're up to for social media, get a photo for the gram, and our venues are very, very photogenic. And it always looks great on the gram if you're playing a round of crazy golf with a cocktail. So I think that's another reason that people love it.
Awesome. Well, I think we've hit a lot of it. I'm trying to think. What do you have an idea of? I know you said this summer you're going to open, but do you have a ballpark idea on an exact date of when you think you'll open?
Yeah, we're currently selling tickets on our website from the Friday the 11th of June onwards. Obviously, we're waiting to see exactly what the citywide rules surrounding entertainment, obviously because of COVID, how the restrictions are lifted. We're following all of the CDC guidelines, but yeah, we're hoping to get open in June. If for any reason people buy tickets on our website and we're not open by then we'll move people's tickets or give them a refund. So we've been trading in London on and off throughout the pandemic. So we're very used to kind of navigating it. But yeah, as DC seems to be opening up slowly, June is looking fairly realistic, I think.
Sounds great. So you heard it here, everybody. You know, once you got your vaccine, hop on the metro, head down to DuPont Circle, and do your best Caddyshack or Happy Gilmore or whatever you
Yeah,
want.
come get a hole in one, have a great burger, have an amazing cocktail. And this is the perfect way to reconnect with friends after what has been a very long kind of 12, 18 months with everyone stuck at home.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you guys bringing that to us, because yes, everyone's itching to get out and find something to do after all this
We
year
can't wait.
plus time. So, thanks so much for doing this. I appreciate you joining me.
No problem.